Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Thirsty. The New Covenant Priest. I remember the day I made an address in a lecture hall about the prophet Daniel. And we talked about the earthly sanctuary and about the heavenly sanctuary. And someone in the audience shouted, "What a nonsense, never heard that before." And I back to person to be quiet for the moment. Afterwards, we will have time to talk about it. And I went on with my speech. So I had finished, and at once, a whole group, a host of them, stepped up to me. They were members of an evangelical church, and they were angry. We are here to hear something about God's word and not to hear fairy tales. Okay, I opened my Bible and we read in chapter 8 of Hebrews from the beginning. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. So this is not unimportant, or it's the sum of everything, the Apostle Paul says here in Hebrews. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. So this is the sum. And they said, yes, yes, we agree with that. Of course, it's written here, so it's easy to agree. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and not man. Oh, they were shocked. They looked at me. They looked at the text. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Jesus being high priest in this tabernacle, which was pitched by God. They looked at me again. They looked at the text again. They thought it over. They turned around and left without saying a word. A text in the Bible. A simple text. We as Adventists haven't known this beforehand either. But in the great disappointment, when Jesus hadn't come on the 22nd of October 1844, people were so shocked who had longed for the coming of the Lord. No more cold winter. Being there with Jesus, nothing happened. And they asked, what was wrong? What is the problem? And they made the time reckoning again and again, and they landed in 1844. And then one of them had a wish in Hiram Edson. And then he discovered that there's a heavenly sanctuary. And up to this time, everybody on this planet thought the Earth is the sanctuary. The planet Earth is God's sanctuary. It's only the stool of his sanctuary, not the sanctuary itself. It's there in the center of the universe. It's the center of all the galaxies. There it is. And when they discovered there's a heavenly sanctuary, a tabernacle in heaven, this was something very new. It was so new as for these evangelical people. But they were impressed by the Spirit when they read the text. They left without saying a word. And it would be good for us to be impressed by texts. We have a high priest, a better one than that was on earth. Those on earth, they died, but this one lives forever for our sake. We are blessed, aren't we? Thank you.